Dirty Whiskey gets the NBA Finals MVP. He can't even get a shoe. When the hell's a white guy going to get a shoe? We are long overdue for a shoe. At this point, white people, we need on the Nike or Adidas. We'll take Pony or Puma. Give me some Dirk Dada, some Steve Nash New Balance or something. I'll take some Keith Van Horn Kangaroos. I'll rock the keys.
That's Gary Owen. You can find him at the Improv Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Wait a second. Thursday,
four nights.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
yeah.
Sunday.
That's a lot
that's
of work.
Rare. And you just added an extra show on Saturday?
Yeah, we added a late show Saturday because the first two are sold out. Everything's going to be sold out before it's all set. We'll probably add another one.
Get the hell on Houston Improv. ImprovHouston.com? I don't know. Google this stuff.
Or go to GaryOwen.com.
Oh, go to GaryOwen.com. Easier. Even better. Gary, you have a lot of intimate knowledge of the Texans because you performed like four or five straight years for the team itself at a private show, right?
Yeah, I used to do their Christmas parties.
Yeah, I used to, because I was my last year with the team, I think, was the first year you did that. Mm-hmm. And you crushed it. I'm not surprised that they kept asking you back for the next few years. What's that like, though? Because I remember it's you're sitting in there in the Improv talking to the Texans that are there, but it looks like you're playing a club where nobody's showed up.
Yeah,
because there's only like there are only
like
enough people to like
people.
Fill up. Yeah, is that a weird feeling?
No, I sometimes I like it because you know all you got to do is whenever I get booked at these sports teams, I should say, I always get online and just research everybody on the team.
Yeah.
So I got a little something on everybody. Because where I first people started getting wind of me was I used to roast USC when Pete Carroll was there.
Uh-huh.
In 2003, when they were balling out of control, that was the first year I did it. And I saw the other three comics that went up before me just eat it, but they were trying to do their jokes.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, I'm not doing no jokes. I'm just going to talk about them. And then I figured it out from there. It becomes like a mini roast.
Yeah, well, and that's what it was. It was awesome. I still remember you told me, like, oh, you went to Cornell. What do you do? What'd you call me? You said, what are you going to cover, a hypotenuse or something?
I don't know.
Yeah,
He definitely didn't know. He didn't know you then.
He was, you were digging into everybody. I remember Jason Simmons walked in and you sang the It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp song as he was walking in with his two women, his wife and like his sister or something. And you're like, yeah, but I think a lot of, like, some guys would get up there and try to be like, oh my God, Andre Johnson, you're so awesome. Where you're actually gonna lay
no,
into
I
it.
I like finding guys that they don't expect me to, like Kylie Wong.
Yeah,
interesting guy, by the way, very interesting
what
guy.
Was your, do you remember your Kylie Wong joke?
No, I just said, you know, you. I think you went to Stanford.
Yeah,
yeah, and I said, well, if you're half Asian, half black, you basically qualify for every scholarship. You know what I mean? You got the Stanford
the athletic and the Kylie still comes up. Kylie's doing very well for himself.
His brother-in-law is Mario Lopez.
He told me.
Yeah,
you tell me after
very
the show.
Interesting. It's we one should of the most
send
interesting
you,
things.
You know what? Well, if you want, since you're here for like a week doing shows, we'll send you over to Kylie's place to get a massage and like a stretch. He's got like this sports performance type thing and everything.
Yeah, no
after,
way.
After your workout, he'll go. It's called the Athletic Room.
I'm working out today.
Yeah,
I work out at Core Houston.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I'll hook you up with Kylie, and you can go out and get your treatment afterwards.
It'll for
be
real,
the best show you ever have.
Talking all loose on stage.
Talking to Gary Owen, he's going to be at the Houston Improv Thursday through Sunday. I noticed your workout gear too. You're rocking the tights under the shorts. That's been a polarizing topic that we've had on this radio station. Mm-hmm. I do that as well, but a lot of people are very much against
the
that.
Old guard.
Yeah, a lot of people think you shouldn't do that.
No, I'm so pale.
Yeah,
it's just to cover the white legs, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes I catch a glance in the mirror. I'm like, whoa, if they decide to do powder too, I got that part.
Do you get ashy?
A little bit.
Do
little
you,
bit.
Like, dry, I get ashy as hell.
Yeah.
I look even paler than I am because I get all the, so you got to put lotion on and everything. Yeah.
I fought the tights for a long time. And now that I got them, I got to.
So you can't go back once you do it.
Nah.
It's just too comfortable.
Yeah.
They're warmed up immediately.
Yeah, you got no underwear on. You just throw them on.
Yeah.
It's tight on your legs. They feel warm.
I'm glad I know that now. I'm going to sit here talking to you about
that. They're the best. You're a Bengals fan, and I know you made a bet with Kevin Hart about the Eagles. I'll ask you about the Bengals in a sec, but I wanted to ask you kind of something, not necessarily about Kevin Hart, but just about something about, you know what happened with Kevin Hart. He got caught cheating earlier this year. He's kind of joked about it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the most difficult thing about being married or in a relationship is when one of your friends does something and you basically have to defend him to your significant other. Does your wife get mad at you whenever she finds out what's happening with Kevin Hart
and
stuff?
It was the worst.
You have to defend yourself. It's like you did it, right?
Well, I don't care if a rapper or an athlete gets busted. Comedians, we were that one entertainment source that we were like, we're off to the side. Yeah. You know what I mean? So then when Kevin got the scandal, I was like, ah. As soon as I walked in the house, my wife was like, you see what happened to Kevin? I was like, nah, I'm so focused on my own career. You talking about Kevin Spacey? Kevin Klein? I named every Kevin. Kevin Johnson, the mayor of Sacramento, he's played for the Suns. I named off every Kevin but Hart. You know,
but so, then this is what happened with like baseball players. Every now and then, there'll be some athlete that comes out and, like, in defending himself, will try to say that, like, well, that's just what athletes do on the road. And you're like, whoa, 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 bro, that's not what all athletes do on the road. Just shut the hell up.
Well, when stuff like that happens, and I replay it, like, oh, if that's me, I go, okay, if we decide to stay together, like Kevin's wife and Kevin did, I was like, the people that would be out of my lives was the people that was in Vegas with me. Uh-huh. Like, if you were my homeboy and you helped facilitate that, my wife would be like, you ain't hanging on him no more.
Yeah.
Because every time that guy comes around, that's a reminder.
Exactly.
You know, we try to put it behind you.
Oh,
and you're
yeah.
looking at, and my wife would look at it like, oh, you just going to lie to my face and smile, say you happy for me, and then you're helping me do dirt on the side. That'd be it. Anybody that was with me in Vegas, that was me, is now gone. I'm like, sorry, bro, we can't hang out.
You know what? I lost a friend that way. No, he didn't die, but I lost the friend because he was the guy that was married, and I was just a young single guy, but he was out doing whatever he was doing.
You were the fall guy.
And like,
you were
the fall basically, guy. He basically blamed guy. Everything. His wife caught him, and he blamed everything on me
you?
Being a bad
oh,
influence.
Yeah.
And ultimately, this was back in the days before everybody had internet. He went out. He told his wife he was going out one night because it was my birthday. And, like, I didn't even know that he said that I was going out with him because I didn't go out with him. And then he leaves the house. She looks up in the media guide and sees that it's clearly not my birthday. But somehow I get blamed for it. Like, I'm not allowed around the guy anymore because I'm a bad influence.
Are they still together?
Yeah. It's,
wow.
It's worked out well.
Really?
For him. So I'm okay with that. I'm all right with it. It turned out that way. Bengals fan, though, what's it like being a Bengals fan and having Marvin Lewis all those years? Do you get to a point where you're just kind of numb to it? That, all right, it's just not changing? Maybe it'll change, but I don't know for sure.
You know, if it don't change this year, I don't know what else. I mean, two losing seasons in a row, I don't know what else you can do. It's because the team has tuned them out and the coordinators. I mean, between the offensive and defensive coordinator. I think they just need to overhaul. Just new blood. I was telling you guys off the air, I said, and this hasn't been brought to me, I just thought of it. I think Todd Haley would be perfect for the Bengals. They need a no-nonsense guy. Ain't going to take – because the defensive backfield is the hood. I heard they talk to the coordinators like they're not anything. Except we love William Jackson, the guy from Houston, from U of H. That's a guy I only seen like ball up Antonio Brown one-on-one this year.
Well, and that's one thing that's the one thing about that team is they just load up on talented defensive backs.
They
got first rounder after first rounder after first rounder, and there's something they can do with it. Boy, how'd it make?
We got too much talent not to be that bad.
I'm not Haley to me is like the coaching version of Richie Incognito. Every year I hear a story about like, oh, he's different than he used to be, and then he goes and does something. He's been on his best behavior for a while.
He'd also make the Steelers worse though,
right?
I mean, that's kind of like taking from them.
Yeah.
I'll be down with that.
Like, he's not going to BS because you remember when Marvin Lewis got hired by the Bengals, it was down to him and Coughlin that year.
Yeah.
And Coughlin really hasn't panned out at all.
Yeah.
Like, he did nothing with the Giants and nothing with the Jaguars.
That's his guy. He played for Coughlin.
That was Marvin Lewis then?
Yeah.
Oh, my man. He's been there forever.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It was down to Coughlin and Lewis was the last two.
Yeah, that might have been all right. GaryOwen.com. Check him out. He just added some shows. He's here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Obviously, very popular here in Houston. You can get in on these new shows. Go to GaryOwen.com. Gary, really appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you, man.